behind Henwood, behind the Garston as it is now, and up towards Bearley, and all that bit, and you know, as far as the eye could see, really. It's a lovely, lovely farm.
And what did he grow?
It was a lovely, beautiful. It is a lovely, beautiful farm land, as you know. But it was quite intensively farmed when my father took it over in 1954. He employed 7 men on a basic wage of £4.15 a week. They had a herd of 70 Ayrshire cows, which were milked by hand in the dairy, which everyone knows, the dairy building along the road there. Lunch was at 12:30. Brian shepherded a flock of sheep, sleeping with the ewes when they were about to give birth. He grew oats, wheat, barley, potatoes, mangoes, and sugar beet, which was harvested and loaded onto trailers and driven to Westmeon Station, where it was forked into the railway wagons and taken to the nearest beet factory at Tavistock.
Good God.
He also had pigs. They didn't have anywhere to live, so they lived in one of the cottages along from Garston, while they got an architect and built a fairly modern-looking house, by all accounts, where Garston Farmhouse, where the Garston Farmhouse is now. I think it's called Garston House now, isn't it? Where the Davenports live.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was. They moved into that in 1957, and then they had 3 children born in Garston House, and one had been born in the cottage up the road while they were waiting for the house to be built. And then I think that the very intensive farming became less intensive because I think. We kept the herd. I remember the cows. The cows were milked. I remember the dairy cows. We had them right up until the end. And I remember the milking by hand. But I also remember a new dairy being installed. And it always breaking down. You know, the things were put on the udders, but you know, it's not working, you know. So there were a lot of teething problems when they mechanised the milking, and then every day the milk was collected. When we first were there, in large steel churns that were put on the bench outside, a large bench outside the dairy, and they were picked up. I don't know who it was, but I know it ended up being the milk marketing board. And the milk was warm, and we used to ladle out enough for the house from these churns and take it home. And we drank warm milk. And then I think all that intensive farming was just turned into wheat. So it became a wheat and barley wheat and barley were grown mainly. And I remember playing in those fields and light aircraft spraying.
As you played.
Spraying rather nasty chemicals on the fields as we played. And they went so close to the ground, we used to have to almost take cover. So that it became, I think, mainly wheat and barley and the dairy herd. And then my father was given another farm by his mother over at Steep Marsh, Cold Hayes. So we all moved house when I was 10, so that would be 1967.
Yep.
And but my father continued farming Garston as well as the Steep Marsh farm for quite a few years after that, until he sold it to, I think, Bill Terry-Jay's father.
The Billy Estate, essentially.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Very helpful. Thank you. I think we've covered everything.
I think we have.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Do you want to say about the bit about the piglets in the... He had pigs and the piglets. Not really very important.